You're listening to Sound Effect from KPLU. Gabriel Spitzer here. And as we talk about invisibility today, we thought we would invite our resident librarian to come and join us and point out a few of the places that this seems to bubble up in books by Northwest authors. And so I welcome once again Amber Slavin, who's a librarian at the King County Library System. Hey, Slavin.
Hi, Gabe. How are you?
I'm really good. And we've been having a lot of fun thinking about invisibility, things that are unseen. And I get the sense that your imagination kind of took off when you were thinking about how this pops up in books.
It certainly did. And I felt immediately I thought of some titles that might work and admittedly maybe made them work the way I wanted them to.
That's the idea. All right. So what was the first book that came to mind?
Me and My Daddy Listened to Bob Marley by Ann Pancake, who is an amazing author originally from Appalachia. I think she was born in West Virginia. She talks a lot about kind of people's intense connection to the land and writes stories about coal mining, fracking, that sort of thing, and also ghosts and bones and just haunting topics with really haunting imagery and really kind of dense poetic language, and sort of ties that to the unseen toll that takes on people's mental wellness and their psyche.
Oh, yeah. So you can kind of imagine some of the scars that are invisible above the land when you're thinking about things like strip mining or coal mining or fracking or something like that. And I'm guessing that has parallels then to the human beings in the story.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what in this book resonated with you then?
I had recently come across this project, this photo project in the New York Times Lens blog, which is their photo blog, called Looking at Appalachia, and sort of their mission is to show photography that gives a picture of non-stereotypical things in Appalachia, sort of the unseen Appalachia. And I picked up this book around the same time, and I just felt like they really kind of locked together and were really great in tandem. And some of the photos and some of the stories are actually kind of hard to look at for a lot of reasons. They're just painful or so tender, it's a little hard to look at, but they also are sometimes revealing things that are kind of stereotypes, and then you have to think about, well, what do those stereotypes actually mean? And it was an uncomfortable book in a lot of ways.
And that's an endorsement from Slavin, right?
That's absolutely an endorsement. I actually, all the books I picked for today, I've realized were kind of anti-summer reads.
So. Oh, good. Okay. Well, let's move on with the discomfort. well, that book is called Me and My Daddy Listen to Bob Marley by Ann Pancake, who teaches at Pacific Lutheran University, it so happens. All right, what do we have next?
My Body is a Book of Rules by Alyssa Washuta.
All right, well, tell us about that. Who is Alyssa Washuta?
Alyssa Washuta is an amazing young writer who's based out of the Pacific Northwest. I think she lives in Seattle, does some work with the Department of American Indian Studies at UW at the University of Washington. And this is her biography. She's a young woman, but has so much life experience to write about. It's sort of a coming-of-age, fast-paced, memoir-type book about her struggling with her identity as someone who's a member of the Cowlitz Indian tribe. And then she also has bipolar disorder. So I thought a lot about how those sometimes sort of invisible things intersect and affect her life.
You said this was non-linear, right? Or non-chronological, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, each chapter, the format is a little bit different, and it's definitely not chronological. It's not a linear book at all.
Is it disorienting to read?
Yes, but it's super compelling. It's not an easy read. It's kind of harsh, but it's hard to put down, and it's really engaging. I think a direct quote is, she says, "I look white. You might think that means I'm white, but I'm not." So she also kind of struggles with the privilege and the burden of being a white-appearing Native American person.
Oh, wow. So the elements of her identity are also kind of invisible unless she chooses to reveal them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, struggling with mental illness, sometimes it's very visible if you're a person who's crying or trying to physically harm yourself or, you know, manic, whatever. But oftentimes mental illness is also very unseen.
Well, that book is called My Body is a Book of Rules by Alyssa Washuta. And finally, we have another book, a very different book from the memoir and the collection of short stories that we've mentioned so far.
That's right. This is Kindred by Octavia Butler.
And I have to say, since you're from Ohio, mm-hmm. most people would call this Kindred.
Well, I did say Appalachia earlier instead of Appalachia, which is the correct way, my way. But
so Octavia Butler, who's no longer with us, but she's like a sci-fi author, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And she's not a Pacific Northwest author per se, but she did spend her last years living in the Seattle area. I think Lake Forest Park, actually.
Totally counts.
Yeah, good. That's great.
So is this a sci-fi book?
It's definitely sci-fi. I kind of consider it sort of an entry, a gateway sci-fi book in a lot of ways. I'm not a big science fiction fan, but the portrayals of life in the different times are very realistic. So it's very straightforward until you kind of get to the time travel part. So,
there's time travel.
There is time travel. There's non-consensual time travel.
Not so she doesn't have control, or the protagonist doesn't have control over when and where she gets zapped to?
That's right. So the protagonist, a woman named Dana, is living in the late 70s, I think, in LA. And sometimes she's just zapped back to slavery times in Maryland to a plantation. And her husband in the present actually sees her disappear. She suddenly becomes invisible, and then minutes later will come back after sometimes spending days or months or years back in the South.
So now, Octavia Butler was African-American. Is the protagonist also African-American?
That's right. And so aside from the obvious, this character actually disappearing and being invisible suddenly, Octavia Butler talked in interviews about how she didn't see herself in science fiction, and she chose to write herself in and become visible.
And this, and if this is an African-American character traveling back in time to slavery times, I'm guessing there's an element of social commentary there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dana, as an African-American woman herself, has to look at slavery in a way that she's only read about or kind of heard about and certainly felt in historical ways, but never had to actually see and feel it.
Is it a weird book?
Yes, it is a weird book, but there is tons of dialogue in this book, so it reads really quickly. It's a real page turner, and I think that the dialogue helps it feel a little less weird.
All right. Well, the book is called Kindred, or Kendred, depending on how you say that, by Octavia Butler. And we are going to list all of Slavin's recommendations on our website, kplusoundeffect.org. Amber Slavin is librarian at the Burien branch of the King County Library System. Thanks for coming back on Sound Effect.
Oh, thank you.